listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 30th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, welcome. Good evening. I'm glad to be here on this full moon. It's a blue moon too, Michael. Two in 1 month.
Mm-hmm. So, if you know, they say once in a blue moon, they mean today.
Today, it's it. Once in a blue moon.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. We always appreciate your contributions, and we appreciate those that catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Of course, we'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight we're going to have a bit of an open discussion. So if you have any ideas, you know, definitely throw them into the chat room there. Also, we are going to be taking anybody's topic ideas for Dr. Douglas Kelly joining us in the upcoming weeks. So I would just want to put it out there. If anybody has any ideas or things that they've been thinking about, maybe struggling with, things they want to hear about, you know, let us know. Throw it in chat. And we'll look forward to going over that that information. So, like I said, a bit of an open discussion. I thought, given that Hurricane Idalia just hit Florida and buzzed by us, it would be perhaps prudent to open with nature. So
nature. You know, I was texting with Michael earlier today, just asking how they are with the rain and wind, and because they're in the outer bands where they are, where you are. Correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, but the outer bands.
Yeah, we got Italian. Some heavy rains, you know, but yeah. And certain areas got wind. We didn't get really any until this morning, but all in all, it wasn't anything major, you know. My friend, his dad said that he won't even bring the plants inside if it's anything less than a Category 4. So,
I was only going to say that Michael chatted back to me today. He said, "You got fires, we got hurricanes." So, it's true. We have just managed to, mind you, we still have quite a few fires in where I am at British Columbia. And it's been a record year, but we've also had a record year for over plus 30 degrees, which Celsius, which is, what would that be, over 90, 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, kind of getting up to 100.
Yeah, and ordinarily in this region we get about 16 days on an average of plus 30 Celsius. Mm-hmm. And even up till about 3 weeks ago, we had more than 35. So it's double tripled because we still had plus 30 since then. And up to, you know, 40 degrees, which is well over 100 Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. And it's really unnatural for us to have that. And so we, between the heat and the storms and the lightning and so on, we've had a record year for fires. And, you know, Michael, we all have to have our bags packed. at some point. I know mine was packed. Of course, I have the cat carrier and, you know, a case of water, mm-hmm. cat food in one bag and all that stuff for the critter. And then I've got my other bag of things all ready to go. And it's not that it's not that I didn't feel safe, you know, I didn't feel uncomfortable, but, you know, the winds, we've had enormous winds, which was, you know, fueling a lot of, you know, problems. Mm-hmm. So we've had record fires and a lot of destruction, you know, and, where we are.
And just a quick shout out to Jerry. She said that her son is somewhere in your area in British Columbia fighting fires as well. So
the grandson, thankful for that. Yes. We've had people coming in from all over the world, actually, and thanks to your son, grandson, Jerry, they've had to declare we're still in a state of emergency, at least until next week. And, you know, it's trying to salvage as much as we can. Mm-hmm. You know, fires and hurricanes, it's, you know, nothing you can do except, you know, follow instructions, do your best, and if you feel like you're in danger, have your bag ready, you know, and make sure you have, you know, and just so we know, anything that you have that's regarding medications that you take, make sure they're in your go-to bag, mm-hmm. you know, and meanwhile, if you're still at home, you can go to your go-to bag to get your medications. Make sure that you have your passport with you or other ID. That's really important because if something happens, what do you need with you? Well, I also have a USB with everything on my computer. So, hey, my computer goes, I don't care because I have a USB with everything on it. And so it's, you know, all those little things you don't think about, you know, until that very last minute. You go, oh, you know, I should have mm-hmm. had that. And so those are, wherever you are and whatever kinds of things you deal with, make sure that, you know, you look up your local listings and what they recommend that you have. But I think generically we can talk about, you know, making sure you have those personal items. I know my daughter had told me she had seen a little film of these two women who lived together, had this rack of deer antler that was very special to them, and they were loading it in their car. And I thought, you know, I don't know if that's that important. But it's, again, what we think of and, you know, repeatedly there's stories about when people go into a panic and what they think of taking.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's not important. Your most important things is medications, identification, make sure you have a case of water and, you know, some canned goods that are in your go-to bag. Because if you needed to eat out of a can of tuna or something in a loaf of bread, you know, that's pretty safe to have just in case, even if it's for a day. But if you're out there for a week, well, you'll be glad for that case of water, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, wise advice, I have a similar list, although in my case it's hunkered down in place because my home is not in a flood zone and I'm at a relatively higher elevation in Florida. So last year during Hurricane Ian, my friends came and hunkered down in my house and, just making sure that I have, you know, plenty of pet food, plenty of water, plenty of people food and all that. So, and gasoline for the generator. So, make sure that you're aware of what's going on in your neck of the woods and respect nature. Something that I can attest that Floridians do not do enough because I think the only reason anybody cared about this was because of Hurricane Ian last year. Otherwise, we don't care about hurricanes. Like I said, you know, my friend's father is saying he won't even pull the plants in for anything less than a 4. And, you know, I was talking with my father and he was saying, listen, this is going to be a 3. We got hit by a 4 last year. And this is going to be nothing. Don't worry about it. And, yeah.
You know, Jerry made a comment in the chat, and I'm glad for that, Jerry. A solar charger for your cell phone is important. I have one that stays in my car at all times.
Yeah.
And so no matter what, it's, you know, in the console of my car, in the box. So if I ever need it, I don't bring it in the house. I don't, because I don't want to think about it. I know it's there. So solar charger or some kind of charger that can plug in, you know, to your vehicle and charge up is really important so that you have some kind of device for communications.
Absolutely. Good advice.
So, and thanks for that, Jerry. I know, nature, and yeah, okay, there's climate change. We can attest to that. I think that we can all agree that the oceans are warmer, and we're losing icebergs. Things are changing on the Earth, and we're just going to have to adjust to that.
The ship has sailed. It's no longer a debate of stopping climate change. It's, okay, how are we going to deal with it now?
Yeah, and so you have to, work through it. And I think the heat, through the summer months is, one of the bigger things. And I remind myself all the time. I have a really old car that I came from Alberta. I never got AC in it.
Mm.
And so I don't have AC in my vehicle. So I roll the windows down, have a little fan, and that's that. And trust me, I get a new vehicle, it'll have AC. But thinking about days gone by when there was no such thing as AC, what did people do? Michael, there's lots of history about how, folks would dig underground kind of pits to stay cooler, especially indigenous people. They knew, to get in between these mountains or, these areas and, dig deeper, or you have your mud huts and, there's ways and to stay cooler that and have water. Of course, you have to stay hydrated. But now we have certain amenities. But what if that power goes out? And that's the other thing. And I'm a real supporter of something solar, and that's why I'm glad that Jerry mentioned about solar.
Yeah.
So if your car isn't running, you run out of gas, you have something solar, and they have these really cool kinds of radios for people who like do mountain climbing and stuff that and they don't cost that much, $50 or $60, but they have little solar panels on them, so it's like a walkie-talkie.
Oh,
with
nice.
This solar panel. And, so if it had to be where you're in an area where there's something catastrophic, at least you have a way to reach somebody if you needed help, So it's just those things that we don't think of very often, but we're going to have to adjust to this. It's just an adjustment, whether it's the heat, you're going to go hiking, carry a lot of water.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what people did back before air conditioning? They sweat. They just they dealt with it. I had a car without air conditioning in Florida for a little while. It was just broken, and I couldn't afford to fix it. So that was fun. And I also think about the fact that people wore so many more layers of clothing back in the day. But I don't know how they did it. But, of course, areas like Florida, southwestern Florida, weren't really fully populated, until mosquito control and air conditioning came along.
I love that mosquito control stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal, too.
It is. The one thing about where I live, there, unless you go right into the forest, there are not many mosquitoes. And the last time I traveled to Alberta, the bugs on the windshield, I forgot. Oh, yeah, bugs on the windshield. And so, there is something to be said for,
no
mosquitoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, maybe some bug sprays in order. But it's a constant shift in how we're going to be dealing with the environment. And no matter where you are, whether you're dealing with newly named winter storms and the, polar vortex, or dealing with fires in California and Australia and British Columbia, hurricanes, obviously in the Gulf areas and even in the Pacific these days. Mm-hmm. But, it's nothing that we haven't seen before. It's just more of it.
There's historically, we can go back to Atlantis, Lemuria. We can go back a lot of times,
I don't know. I have a hard time calling that history, but
that's my history.
Possible history, supposed history, alleged history. But it's not like we have records. Like, Atlantis, it was like 110 degrees this day, so.
And it flooded.
It did flood.
And they find underground cities, and I think historically the Earth has been through a lot of shifts, and.
Yeah.
In my view, in observing people and attitudes, is we have become quite comfortable. And then when things happen, you know, it's of course a disaster.
Well,
and I don't want to go into economics necessarily, but when I see fires and floods and stuff, it's this whole middle class. And now if you don't have insurance, you're kind of messed up. And even with insurance, it takes years to rebuild. So, you know, we have housing issues, and I think that's straight across the U.S. as well.
Yeah, very common. And for a lot of reasons.
So we're all having to learn to adapt and getting out of our comfort zones. You know, and I think this is the lesson, if there is one to be learned, mm-hmm. is that we can't get really comfortable in that entitlement that we've had for like 50 plus years. And don't get me wrong, I'm not dismissing the people who are having problems and suffering now. I'm just saying, you know, in that big picture of, oh, geez, I got wiped out twice by hurricanes. You know, what do I do? And we just rebuilt from the last one. And, you know, and it's just we have to be resilient in that way. And
we are. You know, we will adapt. Yeah. People will have a hissy fit, and then they adapt. And they get over it, mm-hmm. and they deal with the new reality. That is entirely part of being human. And I say, you know, to all those people that say, oh, people back in the day were so much hardier, they had these different skills, well, they had to. I mean, if we were in this situation, if we had this foisted on us, yeah, some might, you know, have a short circuit in their brain, but most are going to adapt. Most are going to deal with the reality and keep living. That's just what we do. That's what we've always done. That's what we do when we get hurricanes that knock out power for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, and we have to go back to, like, you know, last year during Ian, I, you know, didn't really have any cell service, didn't have power, no internet, you know, it was different, but you know, you live with it. You just keep pushing on.
Yeah. You know, Tabitha's saying, no, we have indoor plumbing. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get on with that without that? Well, two things that I can suggest, Tabitha, is if you have a shovel, go dig somewhere and drop it in whenever you need to. But the other is, there are some really cool new kinds of compost toilets that you can have as a side.
I don't think that indoor plumbing is the key here. I think it's toilet paper that's the key here. Or something to help with it.
You know? Oh, sure. Make them all go up and buy toilet paper, Michael.
I don't think I'm going to stop anybody or start anybody from doing that.
I know. You know, and these are things where we're having to learn skills, mm-hmm. you know, and new skills, and they're not new. They're just, we haven't had to. So, and I think everybody should have that bit of a backup plan. Even I remember many years ago, I'd asked this older woman I knew, I said, if there was, you know, a big storm here, where would you go? She said, well, to a hotel. And I thought, oh, and what if the hotel is in trouble, you know? And, but again, we don't think about that. We just always, we assume that there'll be a place to go and we'll all be safe. But sometimes we're going to be on our own, and that's where the community comes together. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I know about human beings. Whenever there's distress, we come together.
Yeah. And frankly, that just touched on one of my big theories as to why we have so much, you know, needless manufactured strife today, is because, frankly, everything's pretty great.
Yep.
I mean, I get that we're having these climate issues, we have storms, etc. Yes, I understand that. I also feel the pinch when it's time to pay the mortgage. But then I also go watch Netflix, or I, you know, go do my 40-hour-a-week job instead of 80 hours in a mine.
Yeah.
Or, you know, being a peasant back in the medieval and behind times. You know, it's... Let's not lose sight of the fact that that we've come a long way, and you know, we lost some skills, we gained some skills that our ancestors didn't have, and also when things are good, you look for drama. It's just kind of in the human character. Like, you know, people are complaining about inflation, but inflation 30 years ago, it's not 30 years ago anymore. It's like 50 years ago in the '70s and eighties was way worse, and our, you know. Well, Dr. Vicky, you did fine.
You know, I again, I not to go on and on about this, but I remember when my grandparents got their first light bulb.
Mm.
One line of power to the house, and there was a light bulb. And so I was, you know, very accustomed to helping out, as even as a child, to go, you know, get a bucket of coal, help light the stove. You know, again, that we had this, you know, pot-bellied stove in the middle for heating.
Mm-hmm.
And there you had to go and haul the water from, you know, from the well. And I guess what it is we have to overcome our laziness, because there is such a thing as, you know, living, getting water and food is like a full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be ready for that. And if you're not used to thinking that way, we tend to get negative and feel bitter. But if you just say, I am well, I'm okay, I'm still here, I'm learning, and I'm adapting, then you don't feel it so much, you know. And it's, you just get on with the day. Yeah, you don't have access, let's say, to your, you know, bank account. You don't have, you know, your card to go and get your groceries, but you make do, and everybody, and there's always going to be bad apples in the bunch.
Yeah.
You know, the thieves and the looters and the stuff, people who are out of their minds. But for the most part, people are generous in sharing.
Mm-hmm. And then you have those people that steal your place in the gas line that you've been sitting in for 2 hours.
Yeah,
and you get a screaming match. And this is not based on a true story, despite what you've read in the newspaper.
Well, and again, I think people are stressed. And I think there's so much stuff in the air. And you're wondering why people are negative. They're having outbursts. They're just not in their right minds.
Well, and why are they stressed? Here's the thing. It's because, you know, frankly, there's not enough going on that we, as human beings, have. I know it's been said that we are, as human beings, are naturally positive, but we're also kind of naturally negative. It's been a survival tool. We look for the negative. When things are good, we look for the bad because, hey, then we can be ready for it, and our, you know, small tribe won't get wiped out by something, right?
I had a guy yell at me in the parking lot the other day because I was going too slow. And I thought, I've never had anybody yell at me for going too slow in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And it was like,
were you doing like one mile an hour?
Well, I'm waiting for cars and people, you know? And it's like,
should just run those people over.
Like, what is your problem?
I know.
You know? Just shake your head and move on.
Yep.
So we have to, I think, just check in with yourself. So that's the best thing I say. I check in with myself. Stay calm. Like you have too, Michael. And, you know, in the last day or so, it's just stay calm. Keep aware. And what do you have to do? What's the next step if you have to?
People had to talk me into caring about this storm, though. And because I didn't care. I mean, they tell me what's going to be a Category 3. It's going to go up the Gulf. It's probably going to hit it north. It might hit us. But it's a Category 3. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not. And that's kind of, I don't know if I made this joke earlier, but when it comes to respecting nature, I mean, Floridians don't really do that, but we should more often. But there was a video going around that I shared a few times of Lieutenant Dan in the movie Forrest Gump during the hurricane that they're on the boat for, and he's up there, you know, shouting at God, you call this a storm and all that. Of course, the caption was Floridians when a hurricane comes. But you do kind of get blasé about it until a hurricane like Hurricane Ian comes in, which was 18 years after Hurricane Charlie came in.
Mm.
But
you know, I think that even here with fires and floods, you know, 2 years ago was brutal here. The whole summer we had fires not far away, and the, you know, I had ashes falling and even little flares falling on my balcony. And you know, it's like, and oh, there's a fire over there. Well, you know, you shrug it off. It's not here, but it's only like 15 minutes away. And you think, ah. So we do tend to get, as you say, kind of a little too accepting sometimes of, shrug it off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a balance, of course. You know, I did prepare. I made sure I had gasoline for the generator. Filled up some jugs, you know, some 3-gallon jugs with water, and had them ready to go. So, yeah, it's a balance. You have to find the balance that's right for you and your community and your time and what's going on. But you can't be blasé about it, but you can't be too anxious about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
just do what you can. I know it's kind of wasn't necessarily the We were going to move on from this topic, but boy, we've got a lot. It seems we have a lot to talk about with this topic, Michael. Yeah, time just flew by.
So instead of having an open discussion, we're talking about the weather today in nature.
I know. Well, you know, Dr. Kevin emailed us today. He's en route on a trip and asked if we would, you know, select a card for him. So maybe we'll do Kevin off the top of the show, shall we, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we transition to cards, I'd just like to say again for anybody that joined a little late that Dr. Douglas Kelly will be coming on in the upcoming weeks. And he's curious if anybody has anything that they have been thinking about, that they've been struggling with. What do you want to hear? And put it in chat if you're on the live chat, if you're listening to the archives. Email me at drmichael@icmhchurch.org, and we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, let's get started.
I look forward to having Dr. Douglas on. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will.
So let's do Kevin. What have you got in the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards, Michael? And then I will pull a tarot card and see what we got.
Well, we're starting out tonight with number one, perfection. Good place to start.
Good one.
Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
And I got the Four of Diamonds in support of that, Kevin. I often see that as, you know, in a word, miserly. However, it's like holding on to what you have and making sure that it's kind of like going gambling, you know, only gamble with what you can afford to lose, kind of. So make sure that you have that stability in place and know what it is that you're able to work with in other ventures or other, you know, things that you're doing. So investments perhaps, or things that you might be purchasing. So it's what I'm glad to see is since the beginning of the year, all the indications are that you have really been stabilizing, Kevin. You know, the beginning of the year was a little rough to go, and things are really on the move now. The energy is moving. That's a great thing to see.
I like that message.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Tabitha. I have for you tonight number 34, take and release ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest.
Well, I got the High Priestess, Tabitha. You know, very often with people, we have an intuitive thought versus an emotional reaction and, you know, or a response of some kind. And this is the High Priestess is asking to stop, push the pause button, and note what does your intuition say? What does your better sense say, and respond accordingly. So it might be a situation that you're dealing with, or people you're dealing with. What's yours and what's not yours? You know, and say, intuitively, I'm not sure this is going anywhere good. You know, so, or it could be the other way. Intuitively, I hear them, but you know, intuitively, I feel something different. So follow your absolute gut feeling there, Tabitha.
All right.
I think we have Ione next. Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Ione, I have number 28, do no harm, do right. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles.
Well, you know, a strange thing. I pulled the King of Spades first, Ione, and I thought, well, what's that? Do no harm, do right, King of Spades. So I pulled another one, the Nine of Diamonds. So that Nine of Pentacles, I think what this is saying is if you're dealing with anybody with regards to property, matters of finance and property, perhaps where you're stationed yourself, make sure that you keep in check and have that communication on a good level. My first sense is you want to react, and someone who might be imposing their ideas or their will upon you, you want to, you know, react in a way. I would say this is negotiable. So approach it in a healthy, responsive way to get your way. And if you respond accordingly, you will get your way, is what I'm saying. Oof, there you go. I hope that makes sense.
All right, Jerry, I have for you number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
Well, again, I got this weird thing of, I got the Jack of Spades this time, which is the Knight of Spades. And I, again, divine energy, I'm saying, well, what is that? That's a really assertive male kind of energy. So I pulled another one for you, Jerry, and it's the Seven of Diamonds, Seven of Pentacles. So if there's something here that you're dealing with, I want to say in order to get what you want, you also have to rise above the challenge. So remember that there's the universe is constantly correcting itself when people screw up. You know, I've often said that we all want to get to Walmart, but there somebody could run a red light. You know, there could be pedestrian crossing when they shouldn't be. You know, there's all kinds of events.
And somebody can get in your way that's going to Target.
Exactly. There you go. Target too. So if you're dealing with somebody who, and again, it's someone who is particularly kind of abrasive, it's know how to be with them to get the right outcome. So look, this could be even somebody at work. You know, it could be an authoritative figure. In this case, though, I think it's someone more equal to you who thinks they have more power than they do. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. But I want to say chill and know that there's a divine energy at work. Tap into it.
I like it. And Wendy, our card keeper, pointed out Jerry had that same inner oracle card on June 14th.
Here we go.
All right. Dr. Edward's next, and Dr. Edward, I appreciated your story in the chat about getting lost in a very large town and thinking to yourself, only in a blue moon would this happen to me, and then it was on a blue moon, just like we're talking about tonight. And then later on, you had mentioned that you used the moon to kind of find your way back to where you needed to be, if I recall, so made me think that nature's not always an enemy. More often than not, it's an ally.
A navigator.
Exactly. For you, Dr. Edward, I pulled number 10, Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
I got the Page of Hearts. Now, the Page of Cups is the communicator. So it's the indomitable power of the human spirit in matters of communications. It's in this way, Edward, I see it as speaking your thoughts, speaking your truth, even to people you're not sure who might receive it well. It kind of comes to mind. I went to my massage therapist today, and as she's working on me, I had this flash of another lifetime when I lived in Tibet, and I told her about it. And, oh, you believe in past lives? I said, sure. And accordingly, she does too. Now, I never would have said anything like that, before. So it might be in this case where you drop a little line on somebody and it opens up a conversation, something that you hadn't thought of in them before, which I think is a great thing.
Absolutely. There's always surprises, both good and bad, but I think the more often they're going to be good, but there's always surprises, and they're exciting to find.
They are.
All right. We have our card keeper herself, Wendy, next. For you, I have wild card number 3, blocks. There is a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required, and remain open.
Wow, Wendy, I'm going in a completely different direction here. It's the Ten of Spades. That Ten of Swords very often is about grief or loss, and it can be the loss of a belief system. It could be the loss of an idea. It could be the loss of an idealism that you had. And in this case, with blocks, if you feel like things aren't going your way and you know, it's not on track the way it should be, especially dealing with people, we do go inside of ourselves and say, you know, well, what's wrong here? And then we're at a loss for words, or we're at a loss for thought and ideas. And it just means to stop and push the pause button, acknowledge our feelings about it, and say, well, now I have to move forward. And what is a new idea? Because there's always, always, always a new idea. Always something we haven't thought of before. And that's, I think, what this is saying is take a new tactic. That's what I think it's saying, Wendy.
All right. And we have Andrew next, I think, is a new listener, new card. And for you, I have wild card number 2, and then some. Let's see. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Andrew, I got the Ace of Spades. So when you're putting in the extra effort and the extra energy in this, it's going to pay off for you. So, but it is success through a challenge. You might be asking yourself, why am I doing all this? How come I'm putting so much into this? And it's just about that patience and knowing, I guess in good conscience, that you're being yourself, but the acknowledgement is coming. And that's what I want to say for the and then some. And but it also might be telling you, don't give up on doing the and then some, that extra, because that'll pay off for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes we think we have done lots, but we could always do a little more. Why would we do a little more if they're not paying us to do a little more? But, you know, that acknowledgement, and might get more later. So that's kind of the message there, is that and then some is going to pay off for you, Andrew.
I like that message. Very good.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a good one.
And I think,
you know, I think that's all the names that I've found. I'm
on the same page. And what a good message to go out on.
It certainly is. I know who was with us earlier had to leave. Michael G.
Yeah, definitely not feeling well. I think he had surgery, if I recall.
Yes, and so let's all give a little bit of energy to Michael G.
Absolutely, good thinking.
Help him in his healing journey, and I feel like you're going to get through this quite well, you know, Michael, but yeah, when you're going through it, it sucks. Let's just get to the point. It sucks. There's no matter what way you look at it. But, you know, you're on the mend, and you've gotten the care that you need, and that's a good thing. So a little energy toward Michael G, and you know, we're all a family here. We can help each other out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely sending some positive energy your way. And I will say that the bright side to going through something like that is you learn to appreciate normal so much more. You know, I was thinking this when I was in the hospital last with kidney stones. I was just thinking to myself, oh, I miss normal so bad. And then when the pain finally went away, I relished it. I enjoyed it. I appreciated it. So something to look forward to.
Absolutely. You know, a full moon, everybody, you know, send good energy out there. Project things that you would like to have. The seasons are about to change. The weather's about to change. You know, everything is in a shift. So mm-hmm. I want to say stay positive, keep your energy up, and be true to yourself.
Very well said. And thank God that the seasons are changing, because we're going from summer, which is the worst season, to fall, the second best.
I love it. So we'll see you in September.
We will. And we don't have a topic lined up, I don't think, but we will have a great topic ready for next week, or we're going to do an open discussion. So, and just thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, if you have any ideas for Dr. Doug Kelly, let us know. And again, my email, drmichael@icmhchurch.org. Thank you, everyone. And Dr. Biggie, I know you kind of went out, but any last thoughts before I sign this off?
No, don't let them push you around out there, people. Just That's be right. yourself, stay calm, and never mind. You know, it's always good to laugh.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, you have to laugh at the absurdity. And when you learn how to do that, it makes everything better. And don't sure buy does. Into the drama. So, well, thank you, everyone. We look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.